Hi, everybody. We've got a frontal system moving through the state that's going to deliver some nicer air. So the risk of showers will depart early. Otherwise, look for lots of sunshine, low 90s today, lower humidity by tonight and tomorrow. You will definitely feel the difference. And a little cooler, low 68 tonight. Tomorrow's high, 92 with tolerable humidity. And then down to 67 first thing on Friday morning. That'll feel nice. Still a dry day on Friday. And then random storms return over the upcoming Labor Day weekend, including all that humidity as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
What are the 90s like? You ever seen the Alien Ant Farm video? Because that's what the 90s were like, son. Mosh pitting, leaning forward inexplicably.
Clothes like two sizes too large for
fitted hats on backwards. Oh yeah, double X was your size if you were a large.
I thought this dude, one of these dudes in one of these terrible bands, has like
hey, terrible. We call him terrible.
Has an eyebrow ring, and it's like just so obvious that, like, I mean, if there's anything that says like between like 96 and 2000, it's like extraneous facial piercings.
I mean, I might have had some extraneous facial piercings during that same
era. Just saying.
You know, like tongue rings.
Yeah, and you can
cartilage piercings.
You can just look at it and you go like, yeah, look, this is, you know.
Yeah, you know what it was? People are mystified when I tell them I had earrings when I was younger.
Right.
But every male I knew in that age did. Everybody.
Right.
I didn't have a single friend that didn't have two ears pierced.
Right. Yeah, and you went and got both pierced.
But like at the same time. Yeah. You walked. I'm not going to keep talking because people will stop respecting me at a certain point. Grew up in a weird era, Dave.
Kind of like George W. Bush said when I was young and irresponsible. I was young and irresponsible.
Yeah, except I wasn't George Bush young and irresponsible. I wasn't hitting 2 ounces of blow every weekend.
Yeah. Were you breaking into the trash cans out front of your car and then trying to fight your dad, who's the head of the CIA?
There you go. See, I never had those moments.
You know.
My dad wasn't a businessman in Zaire.
Say, my dad wasn't home, so I couldn't fight him.
Our number 272-922. Guess who's coming to Alabama?
Smiley Joe.
Smiley Joe.
Yeah, old yucks himself.
Yeah, crazy Joe Biden.
Hide your kids. Hide your wives.
Good God, hide your kids. Joe Biden makes Jeff Epstein look like a normal American.
This is where we mention, if you haven't looked up, just go to YouTube and type in Joe Biden Yin Yang Twins and thank me later.
Yin Yang Twins.
Hey, little mama,
let me whisper in your ear.
Yeah.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Alabama campaigning for U.S. Senate candidate Doug Jones at an event at BJCC in October, October 3rd. Anniversary, incidentally, of the Battle of Mogadishu.
Rocktober.
Yeah.
Wow.
October 3rd and 4th of 1993.
Wow.
Joe Biden will be here in town. No, I'm sorry. This is old. That's the old hit at the top. That's the... Never mind. That's the caption for the picture. He's going to bring his 2020 campaign later this month in September. He'll be in Birmingham September 15th. Why don't they ever come here? They always go to Birmingham.
Well, more people.
Well...
Because they know that, like, if you're dedicated, you'll drive to Birmingham. But, like, the Birmingham money people aren't going to come down to Montgomery. Been there lately?
September 15th, further details, including time and venue, not immediately released. He will be the sixth 2020 Democratic presidential candidate to come to Alabama and the fifth to come to Birmingham. Magic City previously hosted rallies by Senator Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Eric Swalwell.
How'd that go?
He made a campaign stop in June and promptly withdrew from the race.
He was at the Citgo at the Shelby County Airport exit. You know, it's like the last place you know you can stop for a couple miles.
It's either there or like Prattville.
Right. Or that weird Shoney's.
But Kamala Harris, incidentally, endorsed Stephen Reed.
Yeah, Kamala the Ugandan Giant.
Weird.
Well.
Maybe he likes weed, too.
Yeah.
She loves
weed.
Maybe
he's a cop.
Maybe he's what?
A cop.
Why?
Kamala's a cop.
Is she?
Well, she's the AG. She was. No, that's like a thing on the real far left of now you want to be for marijuana legalization, but what about the people that you put in jail?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of there.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. Contains multitudes, you know.
Do you know what the name of the Mobile Convention Center is called?
Bo Outlaw, the Arthur W. Outlaw.
Arthur R. Outlaw.
I was close.
It's the Outlaw Convention Center. Awesome.
Yeah.
Way cooler than Montgomery's.
I think he was like the Emery Fulmer type mayor.
I don't care. His name's Outlaw.
No, I know. I'm just saying. He was the late 70s, mid 80s mayor of Mobile.
Dude, you could market that. Come play the Outlaw Center.
Yeah, exactly.
People wouldn't know that it's like the Arthur R. Outlaw Mobile Convention Center. You get some Slipknot or something, come play the Outlaw Center.
Yeah.
Come play it. It's Outlaws.
Yeah, right?
Biden has already secured the endorsement of Alabama's top Democratic official. let me rephrase this, can we?
Only?
Biden has already secured the endorsement of Alabama's only Democratic official, Senator Doug Jones. So, how about that? I didn't know there was another Democrat in Alabama. Didn't Hank Sanders retire?
Well, we got Terry.
Terry who? Terry Sewell, yeah. That represents three cities?
Yeah.
She represents...
I think by land area, she represents more than anyone.
She represents Birmingham.
She's the core of Birmingham, then all the way over to Tuscaloosa, and then all the way down to Washington County.
Yeah. No, she's got West Montgomery and Pritchard.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Republicans resisting Alabama NAACP call for Ivy to resign. I didn't know Alabama had an NAACP. Well, honest to God, I knew there was a national organization. I didn't know there's a local chapter.
I have no idea.
These people trying to play off their national organization. Losers. On Thursday, Alabama NAACP President Bernard Simmelton. You ever heard of old Bernie?
No.
You think he goes by Bernie?
Yeah, Big Bern.
Simmelton called on Governor Ivy to resign from office. No wonder she didn't.
Well.
She probably had to look up who Simmelton was. It's like, who, sugar? Who, Shug, is telling me to resign? Who? After his why isn't Kay Ivey not called about this blackface thing, by the way?
Seriously. You'd think she'd call
in. She calls every time she's in the news.
Yeah. Who knows?
Paging Governor Ivey. After it was revealed Ivy had performed a skit in blackface and overalls, making fun of poor black sharecroppers crawling around on their knees for cigar butts. I still don't understand that. What's the point of that? Crawling around on the knees for cigar butts. Obviously, the point's to make sport of them.
Right.
But was that a stereotype or a trope?
I've never heard it before.
I haven't either. Crawling around looking for cigarette butts. Doesn't even make sense.
Somebody texted us the other day when this broke, and they said that the trope was about about the fact that they didn't have money for regular cigars or cigarettes, so they had to get the, you know, like bums who smoke butts, you know, like they literally, like they're like homeless people will pick up a half smoked cigarette or a cigarette butt and smoke it. They said that was the trope, that like they were so poor and that.
So that was a known thing at the time.
Because that's been lost to history. That's how it was explained to me, but I mean, I have never heard that before.
Because you know what my 21st century mind was?
What's that?
These guys are picking up litter.
Right.
Or helping out the environment.
Right. Yeah.
It never dawned on me that it had anything to do with...
I have no idea, Baron, because I've never been to a blackface party.
Well?
Nor do I want to.
Here is the quote that Simmelton had. Tell me if you could have drafted a better quote. It's a black eye on the state of Alabama. And the best thing she could do at this point is to resign and let someone else, who hopefully does not have this kind of past, rise up to be governor.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I know you and I probably... I agree. I think she's had her moment.
Huh.
And this is one of those where we like to make sport of Democrats who do this, and we like to point out that it's only Democrats who do this.
Uh-huh.
And this reminds us that our governor was a Democrat who was a 1960s racist. And just think it's probably... I'll say this, too. This is not the last shoe to drop on the governor.
No.
No one leads with the... No one leads and ends with that.
Yeah, you don't lead with the recording.
No.
With where she's not... Where she didn't even really say it.
Right. There's got to be more coming. Even if it's not that same subject, there's got to be more coming. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. Go all the way back to the 60s. 1964. The governor was a budding racist at this time. I don't know whether by 64 she had yet tried on blackface. This song may have been playing at the party in 1967 where she was dressed in blackface. We don't know. We'll be back.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and it has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back in 18 minutes after 10 o'clock. I have in the studio one David L. Mallory. Dave. Your phone calls are welcome at 272-9228. If you call and get put on hold, sit tight. I'll get back to you. We got a lot of people hanging up today. I think we have some new callers that don't know what the hell's going on. Jenkins Tire and Auto on the corner of Perry and Jefferson, downtown. Just right downtown. Boom. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Guys, make it a part of your routine. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Make it part of who you are. Get by there when you get the opportunity. Drop off your car. Drop off your truck. Drop off your tractor. Drop off your tractor trailer. It doesn't matter, man. They'll work on just about anything electronic. Not electronic. Anything mechanized. Let's say that. Get by there when you get a chance. Mike Jenkins, for years and years, headed up the garage for a major employer around this area that had hundreds of pieces of equipment and vehicles, and they kept everything maintained, major fleet maintenance. And he's taking that into private practice. They do private fleet maintenance now. They do individual vehicle maintenance, routine maintenance, surprise, knocks and dings and whatever else you got going on, vibrations and womp, 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 womp. If you can make the noise, they can try to diagnose it and figure out what's going on. They do a good job over there at Jenkins Tire and Auto. Again, Perry and Jefferson, downtown. They'll get you to working back. 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. Let's, shall we, talk to Tom Baudet.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Doing well, Tom. How are you?
Hey, I just got out here and I was listening to what you were saying about the governor. And yesterday when you were closing your show, you were talking about Susan Boyle.
Yeah.
I hope I could tie this together here and not make you folks angry or anything.
Well, can I first make an observation? I've never seen the two in the same room at the same time.
I haven't either.
Okay, go ahead.
I would like to just say, have you ever heard of a term called everything is relative?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, relatively speaking, you're probably a better radio personality than I would ever be.
Well, I tend to agree. Okay. I tend to agree with that, Tom.
Relatively speaking, Susan Boyle is a whole lot better singer than you or me will ever be.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't make her any prettier or uglier or fatter or anything else. It just makes her different.
Yeah.
And Governor Ivey is the same way. I have no clue where this woman grew up, what she was exposed to as a child or a teenager or anything else. And I don't have any right to arbitrarily judge the person in any other way except to say that if she speaks from the heart and tries to do right, then that's okay with me. So, with that said, you have a very wide platform in front of you. Thousands. I mean, everybody listens.
Everybody. I mean, literally. Yeah.
So, sometimes just might want to think things through. I mean, I don't think
I don't understand the criticism.
Well, is the most attractive woman in the world either.
Yeah, but what's the criticism?
She would have been a great Navy wife. She would have been a good Navy wife. You
can
go overseas for 6 months, and she'd be happy to see you when you come home.
And you'd be happy to see her.
I don't understand your criticism of my take on Governor Ivey. You don't.
You know who has a bigger platform, Tom, than we do? The governor.
Yeah. What is your credit? I'm not following your credit. I'm not taking you to task for it. I'm not quite following it. What is your problem with my take on the governor?
You're right. She could come out. She could defend herself a little bit more. I don't mind saying that, and maybe she could apologize. But these things were times when me and you weren't even thought of in our daddy's gleam of our father's eye yet. That people grew up in those times, and so some of it's a carryover. You know, just look at George Wallace. George Wallace, he was pretty bigoted and discriminatory and didn't think a whole lot of folks are people of color for a good long while, you know, but everybody does change. That's what the whole thing's about, you know. They say repentance is to turn from your ways.
Yeah.
Turn from your ways.
Tom, you know, the interesting thing is that when you bring up Wallace, the main criticism that I have of Wallace is not what he did. It's that he did it out of craven political calculation and not because he cared or didn't care about people's rights. He crushed people's rights for political gain, which is something even worse. The thing about Ivey is that this incident was in 68, Baron? 67? 68?
67, yeah.
Okay, so that's after the Selma March. That's after they signed the Civil Rights Act of 1965. And so, I mean, I get it that people still had those things, but I mean, I guess maybe like the performative aspect of it somehow in 2019 seems worse than truly, to me, seems almost worse than the people who actually felt that way. It's a nuanced thing, but.
Anyway. I agree. There's things that you could say today and go to jail for that you couldn't say, or that had you said them 20 years ago, you would have been fine.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's just the way things are, and some folks are pretty thin-skinned
now. Let me say this. Terminology changes.
Yeah.
Terminology changes. So we have at least two callers who, on occasion, will drop the term Negro on here, on this radio program. And I wince every time I hear it, because I'm 39 years old. It was never accepted in the time I've been alive. But terminology changes. So if you go back and you find that the governor referred to black people as Negroes back in the 1960s, I don't think anybody's going to object to that, because that was at least the common vernacular way of referring to a group of folks at the time. Martin Luther King referred to himself as a Negro and his folks as Negroes at the time. Today, it's anachronistic. It sounds terrible. I hate to even use it in a pedagogical purpose like right now where we're just learning. But it sounds terrible. It sounds awful. It sounds demeaning and degrading. But at the time, it was the accepted phrase. And so, but that's totally different, Tom, then dressing in blackface and demeaning a population as so poverty and subhuman that you can laugh at them for scrambling around on the ground looking for cigarette butts to smoke. That is, and then laughing about it on an interview afterwards. Actually, the fact that she was in the play was bad enough. The laughter is what cut me to the bone. The laughter, when I heard that, I thought, all right, this woman isn't fit to be governor. Because that level, I'm not sure you turn from. That level of dislike and disrespect for another group of human beings, I'm just not sure you can ever fully make that turn. You can stop mentioning it. You can stop talking about it. You can recognize the political winds have shifted. But I just can't for the life of me believe she feels any differently today. I just can't. I can't. Thanks for your call, Tom. I can't. And it was the laughter that got me. The laughter on that tape. Yeah, we sure did. It was gross. Who's this?
Red Top.
Hey, buddy.
This gentleman gives a pathetic argument. It's a disgrace. And she should have known better when she was 4 years old, much less in 1967. In 1967, Alabama engineers and the Rocket Center were about to put people on the moon, and this woman is doing stuff like that. She's a disgrace. There's no excuse. And don't tell me this crap about that's the way people used to talk and all this kind of stuff. I'm sorry, that don't cut the mustard with me. Either you know the difference between right and wrong, or you don't.
I think you and I are echoing the same thing in terms of that. I'm talking about sometimes the vernacular changes, the accepted phraseology.
Well, this is true. Negro was not an insult at all. In fact, it was a very polite way to talk about black
people. It was, but you would admit today it's not.
No, I don't agree with you.
And that's what I'm saying.
I don't hear any black people complain about being called Negro because that's a legitimate name for people of that color. And I don't know anybody that's insulted by that. I don't know why.
No, but you wouldn't hear it in polite company today. Because the preferred terminology has changed so drastically since then.
What is it?
Either black or African American.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I say black.
Okay.
And
you know what? One day, African American or black may not be accepted. Yeah. And when that is, you know what? They can't judge anyone for saying it at this time because that's what everybody agreed.
Right.
But nobody ever agreed painting yourself in blackface and making fun of people and then laughing about it. Was acceptable. Nobody agreed to that. Nobody in polite
company. Well, it was all about submission and humiliation.
Right.
And that is not excusable for somebody who's in college. And I'll repeat again, where's the Baptist Fraternity Association apologizing for this?
Well, I did see her sorority came out. The Alpha Gamma Delta 2019 president or whatever came out and apologized and said it was not okay with them and they wish it hadn't happened.
Yeah, did K. Ivy apologize?
She apologized as non-apologetically as she could have, because she said she didn't remember doing it, but she couldn't deny what was on the tape, and if she did do it, then she shouldn't have.
Yeah, people like her and Roy Moore is what's wrong with Goat Hill.
Yeah, what's wrong with Alabama?
We need to get rid of them. Thank you, guys. Roll Tide, go Trump.
272-9228, Fred.
You know, I had a whole different take on it. Y'all forgive me if I'm just stepping out too far on this. When I first heard about this whole, being on the ground picking up cigarette butts, you know, my first thought was the filters being white and like it aping picking cotton or something. That was the first place I went.
Right. Okay.
It's wrong as it can be. I'm just saying, I didn't get the... Now, I understand what y'all were saying now, but that was the first place my mind went.
Well, I didn't understand it either. I honestly, my mind was trying to make sense of the fact of why was she making fun of someone who was cleaning up after a party or something. I couldn't understand. I had no idea that the joke was that the black folks were so poor they had to pick up white people's used cigarette butts to smoke them. That was lost on me. I didn't understand.
Yeah, I just didn't get it at all. I mean, I didn't get it, and that's what made me think about it. And that was the only thing I could come up with. I wasn't even thinking about it.
I am a little shocked that the entire state kind of went, eh. I think it says a lot about us.
It's because she didn't say it. The guy says it. She doesn't say it. She just laughs about it, and there's no pictures. And her. I mean, if she'd have been like, ha ha ha, we put on that shoe polish, and we made fun of them, and insert euphemism. We'd have a problem.
Yeah. But the whole state knows what happened, but and they all went, eh.
I mean, what was my first response was, meh. And it wasn't that this incident was good or bad. It was that it wasn't
packaged.
A smoking enough gun.
Yeah, it wasn't packaged right.
Because people could shrug it off because she doesn't really say, and there's no proof that she really does anything aside from her kind of assenting to that fact. And I think that, look, picture it didn't happen, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And to me, also, it's kind of judging people for things that, and I'm not saying it was ever right, but societally, if that's a word, in Alabama, it wasn't that far off base in those times. When you're judging her in 2019 about something that was done in 1967, that's like judging, Andrew Jackson.
I do agree with this 100% that you do have to take, I think that you do have to take things in the context of the time. And here's the other thing that Tom was saying, and Tom's a great caller. And but Tom was saying that you know, he doesn't know that how she was brought up or what her, you know, but I think that we do have some evidence of that, that she probably was brought up to think like this.
Yeah, but right. She was a rich white person in Camden.
Who went to college in the 60s. I mean, right. You yeah. know, it was...
And as a woman, was vice president of the SGA in 1967. Not exactly, you know, she obviously knew the good old boy club pretty well and didn't have any problems making her way through it. So, right. Anyway, look, she's probably not going to resign.
Yeah, she's not going to.
I half wish she would just because... I do wish Republicans at some point would stand up and say, you know what, we're better than that. We're not that party. That I mean, how are we supposed to be making inroads with the black community when we're defending this? Honestly. I mean, even if it's just for base political calculation, consider it that way. We think Donald Trump it gets a raw deal being called a racist. We think Republicans get a raw deal being called a racist.
Yeah.
You know...
Well, and I mean, and that is something in the calculation because everybody points to the guys in what do you call it in Virginia because you got two Democrats there. I mean,
both in blackface.
Not just in
what the hell was going on in the past that every person who wanted to go to be a governor ended up in blackface at one point? What the hell? What the kind of world were we living in?
Well, the crazy thing is,
I'm younger than that.
Well, the weird thing is that how come that was a thing in like that certain? It was a thing in a certain era because most of these people were in school in a certain era. But then you've got like governors for 20 years before this that was never, you know, that was never a thing.
Yeah, I think it was a gross overreaction to the civil rights movement, the early to mid 1960s, and this was the silent protest from the youth at the time, and it lasted for another 20 years or so.
Yeah.
And then people realized, wait a minute.
And it's very hard to be the one person who says, you know, maybe we shouldn't do that. When you got the whole fraternal organizations and all that, and they're having this party, it is very hard to be the one guy going, or gal going, you know, maybe not.
Yeah, I get it. But she should probably take a step aside. I mean, if for that or no other, just because she's old and ineffective, if for no other reason. 34 minutes after 10 o'clock. No, I'm not playing this because she's old.
You're playing it because it's terrible?
That's early Genesis.
Never even heard of it.
Mama! That had a music video, man. It's got to be famous. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Real!
this weather.
Good morning, everybody. As we continue to monitor the progress of dangerous Hurricane Dorian off the Florida coast, it will have no effect on Alabama's weather. We're hot and dry for the next few days. With sunshine today and a high temperature up to about 97, heat index near 102, clear skies tonight, overnight low 73. Thursday and Friday, hot, sunny, high in the mid to upper 90s. Saturday and Sunday, rain chances under 20%, with highs in the upper 90s to perhaps near 100. The tropics are very active, not just Dorian. Stay on top of all the action with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This song makes me want to dress in pastel.
God, look at this video. Talk about embarrassing fashion.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 38 minutes now after 10 o'clock. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Guys, award-winning pizza pies. Award-winning pizza pies. I mean, people came through Montgomery, Alabama. National travel magazines. National publications came through and declared Midtown Pizza Kitchen the best pizza pie in the entire River region, the entire central Alabama, the entire state of Alabama. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. And it's so much more than pizza. Come for the pizza. Stay for that pepper appetizer, that pepper dip appetizer.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Or the...
It's like a pimento cheese. Like, it tastes like melted pimento cheese, but it's not. It's just some kind of red pepper dip.
Yeah. The Italian hummus is a fave.
Stop it. The cheese bread. Classic cheese bread. Maybe get the 5 cheese pie, add tomato sauce, change your life. Life-changing experience right there.
I'm going to say, like, the cheese bread may be, like, the perfect dish.
It might be. The cheese bread's phenomenal.
Just the cheese bread. That good.
It's got some blend of white cheeses and then sliced basil, and then it's got that olive oil, salted olive oil drizzle on it.
The basil, or as my kids call it, the salad. They pick off the salad.
The green part?
I like the salad.
Oh, yeah.
Because it adds an umami, Baron.
Oh, it does. I love umami.
That is exactly what that has, because it has that saltiness from the cheese. Mm.
Cut
I'm
it all.
Starving, and it's only 10:30.
All right, guys, get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. You say your name was John?
Yes.
John, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Doing well, sir.
Okay, I've sitting and listening to you guys talk about the terms people use, force, racism, and all of that. But first of all, I want to speak on the president.
All right.
When he first got into office, he referred to us as the blacks.
Okay.
I'm not a the black. I'm not that. You know, I don't like that term. You know, like he... The Mexican right now is the new Negroes to me, you know, but we are the blacks to him.
So
I agree. I don't like that term at all.
I don't like it either, but if that's the most...
It's degrading to me.
If that's the most egregious thing he said or done...
No, I'm gone. Nope. That's not all now. Okay. That's not all. I'm just getting started, sir.
All right,
go
ahead.
You got a few minutes.
I'm all right.
What happened to freedom of speech when it comes to the congressmen women that he keep on harping on and telling them to go back where they belong and all of the above when they born here?
He didn't say go
States.
Back where they came from. That's not. He didn't say go back where they belong. He said, why don't they go home, fix the problems where they
That's
came
not
from,
what he said.
And come back?
I heard what he said.
I'll read the quote. He said, go home, go back to where you came from, fix the problems.
He said, if you don't like this country,
back.
He said, if you don't like this country, go back where you come from.
Yeah, you're cutting off the quote in the middle. He said, go back, fix the problems where you are, and then come back.
Protect them. Go ahead and protect them as you wish.
All right.
But
so know what else?
That's
all right,
the way
so
that's
got,
the way I interpret that.
We've got two things here. All right, go ahead.
Okay, and four is the N word. I hear talk. About with the young kids.
But hold on, stop.
Kids.
Are we moving on from the president? Because if so,
I'm all for him because that's a lot of.
But if those are your only two complaints about the president, the fact that black unemployment is at an all-time low, black employment is at an all-time high, The black middle class has expanded in unbelievable terms under this president, considering that most of the job gains, a majority of the job gains, come from black folks.
Can I talk, sir?
Yeah, but I'm just, it's a dialogue. You called my show. I didn't call your show. When you give me the number, you give me the number to your show, and I'll let you talk. You called my show. But given the fact that the black community has never done better in America than currently under the God Emperor of the United States, the doctor, the cowboy, the very stable genius, the very good-looking Donald J. Trump, never has any community done better than under Donald J. Trump. You should love Donald Trump if the only thing you can think negative about him is he misspoke twice.
Oh, I don't have enough time to go through all of it, sir.
You do, though. I'm giving you the time. I don't want you to move on. I'm trying to get you back on the president. Go.
I'm going to get back on the president. He sent those people. He sent the people down to Mississippi to shut down the chicken plant, which at first, no, he didn't shut it down. Let me back that up. He sent them down there to lock up the Mexicans. But who brought them over here? The company owner brought them over here. But according to ICE, the plan, let me get it right here. The steps he supposed to took was to arrest the business owner first. He didn't do that. He went down and round up all the employees, didn't he?
Okay. You're complaining that he's getting illegal people out? You know how many black folks showed up to get those jobs the next day after all those
Mexicans? That's what I'm talking about. But he's supposed to arrest the business owner, sir.
Who says
first.
Who? Says who? Says you?
No,
You're more than welcome to
read the rules. Read the rules.
I Googled the rules and it's going to show up.
First, attack the employee.
I just Googled the word the rules and it shows up. That's what I read, the rules. Is there anything in
play that
anything
they
more specific?
Supposed to arrest the business owner first, sir.
But, well, who
then
does? What rules?
Arrest
the, cite me the code section, please, sir.
He did it by verse.
Cite me the code section, please, sir. Cite me to where that says that. I'm sorry, I'm unwilling to take your word that that's true.
I'll send it to you. Give me your email address.
No, just...
Anyway...
If you're going to come here, be prepared. What else? All right, so he arrested some illegals and misspoke
then,
twice.
Then allowed the company to have a job fair to invite people out.
Yes, Americans.
I don't want those
low-paying
jobs.
Mostly black Americans showed up and get those jobs, and hundreds of people showed up for like 100 jobs, which means people wanted the job. You might not want it, but they did.
So we want these... Pissy jobs.
The people over there did. Are you one of these house Negroes that tells them what jobs they can't have? Is that what you're doing?
Therefore, is that what you're doing?
You're telling them what jobs.
They went and brought these people over here to work, then arrest them because they're working.
You're using the plural pronoun they to describe multiple groups of people, and it's very confusing. Illegal aliens made their way to Mississippi and got jobs at a chicken plant illegally. Donald Trump removed them from those jobs they were illegally holding so black Americans could have those jobs. You're calling and saying those jobs are beneath the black Americans. I think the black Americans who applied for the jobs disagree.
That's just like picking cotton, you know? And we don't want
I'm not going to sit here and let you disparage our audience who probably wants those jobs. Who's this?
Hey, it's Randy from Snowden. How you guys doing today?
Better now that guy's gone.
Yeah, I know. There's one thing. You can fix anything on this planet, but you cannot fix stupid. It is impossible.
It's ingrained. It's generational.
Right. Well, my question is, we're talking about the Negro and the N-word song. I know, Baron, that y'all hear it every day. You know, they call each other the N-I-G-G-A word.
I'm not falling for that either. So I appreciate your call. That's not where we're going. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Let's clear this segment from the board.
Seriously.
If you're going to call and disagree with the host, don't tell me to read the rules, and I'll know in what order the FBI is compelled to arrest people. I need more than read the rules.
It's like one of those math problems where, you know, If you do the thing inside the parentheses first, you get a different answer or whatever.
Yeah. Like my dear Aunt Sally.
Yeah,
they've changed that, by the way.
I know.
Now it's they're doing a different. Now it's like left to right, except for something. How do you change the rules of math? Got to read the rules, man. Got to read the rules.
Comedy of errors. You made your choice.
voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr.
Sandman. Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. My man in Auburn House Wash, his name is Spencer Mann, and this guy gets it. He understands. Look, there's some people who look out and see a problem and say, I'm going to fix it. It's a problem I didn't even know existed until you notice the problem, and now I see it everywhere. I never really looked at people's houses, whether they were dirty or not. But then I realized I actually was looking at it because I would get negative impressions and negative feelings about certain people's houses. Oh, there must be dirty people in there. Oh, they must not care. Oh, they must not like this neighborhood. But I never could articulate why until I watched that first before and after video from Spencer Mann at Auburn House Wash. And I saw how good a clean house looked. And I started going and looking at houses that Spencer Mann had cleaned, Auburn House Wash, auburnhousewash.com, 826-WASH. And I started realizing, oh, that's that feeling I had. These people aren't awful people. These people aren't dirty and grubby. They just have mold and mildew and slime on their roof. They just have a wall that faces north and doesn't get a lot of sunshine and never really dries off, and so it has this slimy grossness all over it. Listen, call Spencer Mann. Stop having people feel that icky feeling about you.
For
826-WASH. 826-WASH. That easy. 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. Check them out on Facebook, too. Right now, tell him you heard about it on the radio. He'll give you some kind of special.
That's something.
He probably will. If not, tell him you need a special. Tell him I told you could get a special. He'll knock 100, 200 bucks off. Get a whole house clean. He'll knock some money off, I promise. If not, I'll call and make him. I'll call and say, you have to. Ag Commissioner Rick Pate to host a listening session in Selma today. I guess he's listening for gunfire.
Did he read the rules? He's got to know the rules.
Did the rules say in which order he had to listen? The stated goal of these sessions is to... it's a bad headline. A listening session in Selma. Because if I go to Selma, what I hear is the faint sound of gunshots at police officers. I hear the sound of a corrupt municipal government robbing the citizens blind. I hear the sound of a former police chief. Oh, I got a story.
I know.
Did you hear the story? Oh, I did.
You told me.
He had a moment over the weekend. Was it last week?
Nuts.
That last week or this weekend?
Yeah, it was this weekend.
Former Police Chief Spencer Collier has seen better days. He's a prime example of a life spiraling out of control. You don't know what happened to him this weekend. Ask around. Someone will tell you. Alabama Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries Rick Pate will kick off a statewide series of listening sessions this week. The first session will be held today at the Central Alabama Farmers Co-op in Selma. Stated goal of these sessions is to provide a forum for Commissioner Rick Pate and the public to meet and discuss current agricultural concerns and department services. During this time, the department will provide a brief update on department activities and be available for questions.
Yeah, there you go.
Not a bad gig.
Ah.
You know, a constitutional officer of the state of Alabama, listening to the people of the state.
Novel concept.
I don't think Kay Ivey will be having a listening session anytime soon. Maybe Will Ainsworth, or what are some of them other constitutional officers we got? Jim Ziegler? Can you believe Jim Ziegler's a constitutional officer? Can you believe it? The founding fathers of Alabama putting the Constitution together. Maybe one day we'll have a servant like Jim Ziegler who will come into the state of Alabama. He will ride in with multicolored wild ties.
Very patriotic.
He will he will make up weird words. He was talking about when Mo Brooks was running for Senate.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting there talking to him at a forum. I don't know why I can't clear my throat right now. He was sitting there talking to Mo Brooks at a forum. And everybody was talking about draining the swamp. I think I hosted the forum. I think I emceed the forum, if I'm not mistaken. I was there. I was either emceeing it or just there. I can't remember. I think I was emceeing it because it was at Lagoon Park.
Right.
Actually, I was because I made the comment in front of everybody. I can't believe we just had an entire forum about draining the swamp and no one mentioned that we're at Lagoon Park, which is a swamp. What the visual? Look out the window. That's what I'm going to drain. That right there. But I was talking to Jim Ziegler and he said, you know what drains swamps? He said, you know how to drain a swamp? I said, no. He goes, Brooks. Brooks drains swamps. I said, what do you mean? He goes, it's how you drain. You build little brooks out of the swamp, and the water gets carried away, and it drains the swamp.
Yeah.
Drains are just creeks, really, man-made creeks. That's right. How you drain a swamp.
Yeah.
And he said, those are brooks.
Okay.
He said, that's what Mo Brooks should be running on. Brooks drain swamps. Because Mo Brooks was running at the time. Mo Brooks, it was Luther Strange, it was...
a little bit of a bounce pass.
Yeah. But that's how his brain works.
Yeah, well...
It's a weird bird.
It's not a bad thought, I just don't know that anyone would get it.
Well, I don't get a lot of what he does.
True.
I don't get a lot of what he does. Pat Buchanan has a strong piece out today on his own website, Buchanan.org. Who won and who lost World War II? He said, last Sunday, the 80th anniversary of the Nazi invasion of Poland, Vice President Mike Pence spoke in Warsaw's Pilsudski Square of the 5 decades of untold suffering and death that followed the invasion. 5 decades! What Pence was saying was that for Poland, World War II did not end in victory, but defeat and occupation by an evil empire ruled by one of the greatest mass murderers of the 20th century, Joseph Stalin. The liberation of Europe, the 75th anniversary of which we celebrated Omaha Beach June 6th, was a liberation that extended only to the Elbe River in the heart of Germany. Beyond the Elbe, the Nazis were annihilated, but victory belonged to an equally evil ideology. For the liberators of Auschwitz, had for decades run an archipelago of concentration camps as large as Himmler's.
Well.
So who really won and who really lost the war? A very, very striking piece by Patrick J. Buchanan talking about the true winner of World War II, which was, in fact, the Soviet Union, and globalism, which was the idea from the beginning. Yeah. You know what dragged the British into the war? The British tried to get in the war at Munich in 38. After the Anschluss of Austria, they called that deal in Munich, and all the powers came together, and they tried to end the war. I can't think of his name. I just said Churchill. Churchill wanted to go to war then.
Right.
To free Czechoslovakia. Because what they did in Munich was essentially parcel up Czechoslovakia. It was ostensibly a peace agreement.
Wow.
But they said, you know what? We're going to split Czechoslovakia into three pieces. The Soviets are going to get a little. The Nazis are going to get a little. And then the Czechs can keep a little piece up in the
north. Right.
And Churchill wanted to go to war at that point. But you know what ultimately dragged the British into the war?
Wasn't Chamberlain
Chamberlain was at Munich. You know what ultimately dragged the British into the war? Danzig. Little tiny Danzig.
Glenn?
No, not Glenn Danzig.
They didn't like Mother?
No.
They're blaring it over the English Channel constantly? Well, they were mad the Misfits broke up? What happened, Baron?
No. Danzig.
Right.
The little seaport community of Germans north... That after World War I, they gave it to Poland.
Yep.
In Versailles, they chopped it up and gave it to Poland. And 90% of Danzig residents were ethnic Germans and spoke German and wanted to be part of Germany.
Germany?
And so Hitler went back and grabbed Danzig, and the British said, that's a bridge too far.
Well?
We're going to war to protect Danzig, a community who doesn't want to be protected. Now, I'm going to remind you of what just happened in Crimea a few years ago. The same thing. The same thing happened in Crimea. You had native Russian speakers who had been given to Ukraine, who wanted to be Russian. Russia went back and recaptured their people, and the whole world community freaked out. And they tried to start World War III out of it.
Right.
They wanted that to be the launch pad for World War III.
Right.
Have we learned nothing? Because you know what the lesson from Danzig was?
No, we have not learned a thing, I promise you.
You know what the lesson was from Danzig in World War II?
Maybe not worth it.
The British went to war against the Nazis, a war they got their ass kicked in about 3 months, got kicked off the continent. Not only did the British and the Polish lose Danzig, they ended up losing all of Poland. They had to get the Soviets to come bail them out to stop the Nazis from running.